We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look. And I'm obsessed with looking for it. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. Each week, I have a short conversation with someone who inspires me or teaches me something about life, leadership, and other curious things. I hope you'll join me on the journey. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida.
Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day with Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Tell me my feet ashy.
Oh, you got the lotion.
Y'all playing?
You could have just took some off of your head.
Donkey of the Day for Friday, May 26th, goes to Jordan Rivera. Jordan is 26 years old, and he hails from the great state of Florida. What does your Uncle Sharla always tell you about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, okay? Trust me, I know. I was in Florida yesterday, all right? Dropping the clues bombs for Fort Lauderdale. Salute to everybody who listens to us on 103.5 The Beat out there in Florida, Fort Lauderdale. Logical something, my brother. Good luck and God bless to everyone going down to Miami for Memorial Day weekend. I heard it's a big prayer, praise, and worship conference down there this weekend, so y'all have fun. Now, Florida man Jordan Rivera is getting the biggest hee-haw today, and it saddens me to have to give him the biggest hee-haw because Jordan just lost a limb. Yes, he lost an arm. Not only did he lose an arm, the creature responsible for him losing his arm lost its life. But here's the thing. This is all Jordan's fault. This whole situation is brought to you by Jordan Rivera being stupid. And that's what Donkey of the Day is all about, giving people the credit they deserve for being stupid. I know you need context. Well, let's go to the news report, please.
I didn't lose my life, lost an arm. It's not the end of the world.
It's that attitude, that outlook on life that stands out about Jordan Rivera. Despite being laid up in a hospital bed with wires all over, he's counting his blessings. An alligator attacked Jordan early Sunday morning, biting off his right arm and nearly taking his life.
They got my elbow. So I don't have an elbow, but I can still move my arm around and whatnot.
Jordan doesn't remember much of what happened. What he does recall is that the bar he was at, Bandidos in Port Charlotte, was busy, and the bathroom line was long. So he walked to the pond out back.
I just saw a little lake, just trying to go over there and just, you know, take a little pee or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Something happened where I either tripped or, like, something, the ground below me kind of just went down, and I ended up in the water. And that's literally the last thing I remember.
The next time he opened his eyes, he was here, in the hospital. It's then he found out that the gator ate his arm.
And I was like, whoa. Like, I was just, because I woke up and I was just sitting here and I looked over and then I saw my arm the way it was and I was like, ooh. It kind of just looks like my arm just there, but not there.
If you think this story is wild, you're not the only one. Try telling it to the guy who's living through it, but remembers nothing.
It was just the craziest thing. It was like almost like out of a movie.
Now, thank you to ABC News for the report. Now, I tell y'all all the time, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, nor am I the strongest Avenger. But if I'm at a bar, Bandito's Bar in Port Charlotte, Florida, and I got to pee so bad that I decide to go out back and pee in a pond, a lake, whatever you want to call this body of water, if I go out there to pee and I don't remember what happened after that, just hilarious. On the scale of one to alcoholic, how drunk am I?
10?
Mm-hmm. Easily.
The
easily.
Hell?
Easily. If you go outside from a bar to a lake to pee and you end up in the water and don't remember how, trust me, you've had too much to drink. Mm-hmm. Okay? If you blacked out, ended up in the water, and then woke up in the hospital with your arm missing, you've had too much to drink. Jordan, I don't know if you're fronting for your mom because she's sitting by you in that hospital and you don't want her to know that you was in this bar heavily intoxicated, but I know wasted when I hear it. And you, sir, were wasted. And because you don't know how to handle your liquor, a perfectly innocent alligator was euthanized. Yes, professionals later trapped and euthanized the alligator for simply being an alligator. Mm-hmm. Imagine being a gator minding your own damn business and you come across some of that rare delicacy called human flesh. I mean, just literally, this tasty treat called Homo sapiens is just laying in the place you call home. For a gator, this is like a human walking up to their house and it's $1 million in cash just sitting there. Mm-hmm. Too good to be true. Mm. So what would you do? Take $100,000? Maybe two, then call the police and tell them it's a bag of cash sitting in my door. This is what this gator did. He could have took the whole body, the whole stash, but he was conservative and just took an arm. Okay, just a little bit. And if you ask me, he had every right to do that. That gator should be alive today, but instead he's dead because Jordan Rivera got pissy drunk and passed out in his house. Okay, there was a million places to pee. All right, and there's a million places to pee when you're at a bar, either wait in line like everybody else, or say you identify as a woman and go in the woman's bathroom. If you don't want to identify as being in your soft girl era, say you non-binary or bi-gender, and then you can go to whatever bathroom got the shortest line, male or female. Hey, why not go pee on the side of the building? I'll go pee by your car like normal people, but no, you want to go pee in those gators' house, and then when you pass out and fall in, you wonder why that gator wasn't shy about taking a bite of arm candy. Okay, Jordan, you decided to take a nap in this gator's house, so you essentially was inviting this attack with open arms. All right, did this gator take advantage of you?
No.
No. You an intruder in his house. He disarmed you and went on about his business, okay? Thankfully for Jordan, there were bystanders around that were able to give him a hand after the attack. They saved his life because it could have costed him an arm and a leg if that poor gator was on a date, okay? Please give Jordan Rivera the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
I'm not mad at that gator.
Me neither. Mm-mm.
You pee on me?
Mm-mm. You pee in my house?
You pee in my house?
Mm-hmm.
Just gonna pee all over the place?
That's right. And then Bandidos? I be getting drunk in there, too.
You been Bandito before?
Yeah. Fells Point in Baltimore. That's a shout out to Banditos. They will
fix it's a chain.
To make you... Oh, it's a chain. Yeah. Banditos is like a real... It's one in New York. Ain't it a Banditos? It's a Banditos around.
I never heard of it.
I think me and my sister ran into it the other day. Yeah, but it's a chain. And their drinks are heavily strong. And yeah.
So what on you has somebody eaten after you left Banditos?
Yes. Whoa.
I ain't had a bite.
Freaky Friday.
Hey, no. I'm just saying, I ain't never had nobody. Oh, not freakily with it. Y'all ain't had to bust out with a freakily after discussing that a gator lost their life. Y'all ain't had to just go straight to it like that.
You're right.
Yeah, but I mean, I done got drunk and got some things eaten, but it wasn't no arm or no leg, babe. Do you like it, baby? Do you like it, baby? They playing freakily in my ear, y'all. I love it.
Oh, my goodness. All right, it's Freaky Friday, and the question is, we're going back to the rumors. We're back to Jess with the Mess, I should say. 800-585-1051.
Oh, we ain't tell BET Peace first.
Oh, BET, peace. We see you later.
Yes.
See you next week. Monday, next week or Tuesday.
Gotcha.
So we're asking 800-585-1051, would you be cool if your girl had an OnlyFans? Would that be okay with you?
I feel like we've done this before.
I don't know.
Did we? Yeah. All right, well, look, I got a different topic.
Okay.
All right, look. So say, for instance, right, because I want to see what this giving. Because I said that you made me just admit that I've been gay a little bit before, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I have had sexual encounters with women,
okay,
but I don't consider myself gay because I will never do it again, and I don't desire that. I don't desire that.
Why are you dropping
that?
A bomb? Why'd you drop a bomb for that?
I don't desire that,
why?
Right?
Just came out. That's good.
Oh, all right.
No. I came out before, then I went back in. It's not where I wanted to be. It was, yeah. No. I ain't, you know, I don't even perform all the duties of a gay. I ain't complete that many missions to be there. No, I'm still an orientation.
You just had a couple of missions. But
a couple of missions. Yeah, a couple of kerfuffles. You know what I'm saying? So, Jesus but Christ. I don't consider myself gay.
Okay.
Now, a man would date me, I tell him that, then he wouldn't have a problem with that. But my
would
past.
Would you date a man that said he, you know, didn't complete the mission but had a couple kerfuffles too?
Like he
a little dibble
with
dabble.
A guy? A little dibble dabble.
A little dibble dabble.
A little dribble on the dibble.
Oh, no.
And then the dabble.
No, I wouldn't.
Put
I
the
wouldn't.
Tip in, but then not the whole.
Right, because see, like, I'm not gay. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't really even consider myself ever being gay. But if a guy comes to me and he tells me he had the same little experience or whatever.
You wouldn't date him.
I wouldn't date him.
Mm.
I wouldn't date him. So I don't know how to shorten that up.
All right, well, let's open up the phone lines. Do you feel like Jess Hilaris? You feel like if you're a woman, you could be a little gay, and but not be gay.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't date a guy that...
Find my drop. You know the drop I want.
A little kerfuffle.
Kerfuffle.
You know the drop I want. Yeah.
What drop you want?
I like kerfuffle.
Oh, it's an oldie but goodie.
What?
You got it.
You don't have it.
I don't really know the question, but like I said, is it okay to experience gay as a woman and then say you're not gay no more?
And if a guy can experience gay a little bit and do the same thing? All right, let's open up the phone lines. Let's discuss.
Yeah.
All right. 800. What drop you wanted?
I get it.
800. I don't know where
some
this
gay stuff.
I'm sure. 800-585-105. What is the Breakfast Club? Good morning.
It's Freaky Friday. Goddamn.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look. And I'm obsessed with looking for it. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. Each week, I have a short conversation with someone who inspires me or teaches me something about life, leadership, and other curious things. I hope you'll join me on the journey. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.